We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Veronica and the kid, and I believe his mother, are going to travel, and we've got it all lined up to get here Friday, and I think Harrison's going to take them out to dinner, and then they're going to come over for our walkthrough on Saturday. Obviously be here at the game and the ceremony, and I think they're going to sit with Sean's wife, Jamie, and their family in the suite for the game. So we're really excited about them coming here and, you know, this day and what it means to Poncho and his family.
General Manager Brandon Bean, the Bills are going to honor Poncho Villa. His family will be here for the game on Sunday. I believe there's an event going on Saturday, too, out in Orchard Park, right? One of the tailgate lots, I believe. I'll double-check that. But it should be an emotional moment and a memorable moment for the family on Sunday before the Bills game against the Cincinnati Bengals. 803-0550 to join us this morning. Which game are you thinking about the most this week? Cincinnati or New England?
Cincinnati. And not because of the one game at a time thing.
Yeah, no, I don't ever. Anyway, Mark, Cincinnati, it's a must win. Could be the difference in being 3-1 or 2-2.
It'll definitely be the difference.
Yes. I was going to say it. You have no choice. Well, unless
I guess that's
New England.
True.
You could beat New England, and yeah, right. So yeah. Anyway, you can let us know about that. Or that's right. Right. I said the Yankees beat the Dodgers earlier. They beat the other team in L.A., the Angels. Thank you, Steve, for correcting me. I got the Yankees win part. Cincinnati hashtag Bills Mafia House tweeted us. Cincinnati needs to be the thought and the focus. The past teams that got us excited would lose a game like this. It's the home opener with a chance to be 3-0. They want to be different. Get past them, and then it's time to make a statement.
I'm not so sure. You know, it's funny how we remember years. Oh, they would usually lose a game like this. Are you sure? I feel like a lot of years they beat the middle teams, lose to New England. For a good 5 years, it was, they were pretty good, and then they would lose to the Chiefs, right? And we all get annoyed because they'd have a loss to the Chiefs and a loss to the Jets and a loss to the Dolphins. And this year, you might be able to remove the Jets and Dolphins and, you know, just beat most of your teams on your schedule and be good to go. I'm just thinking about, I asked the question on Twitter, what's the next best day in Buffalo outside the home opener? I'd say the home opener is the best day in Buffalo.
The home playoff game?
What's that?
When that happens.
The last one of those would have been
1996.
Was East
December?
No, I meant just in any sport. It's not Ville Leno.
Oh,
right?
Or is it? Yeah, right. Boston, Philly. Yeah, the Philly game. They played Philly after Boston. Yeah, Game 6.
Boston was the year before.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the last playoff game in Buffalo was Ville Leno scored in Game 6.
Yeah. Isn't that like an Easter Sunday?
It's Easter of 2011.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so the best day of the year in Buffalo is the home opener.
The next home opener.
The home opener. And, you know, for me, the Sabres home opener has lost a lot of juice over the years, right? That's the game I always wanted to go to, and, well, things have gone the wrong way. Other best days, Michael tweeted the last day of hockey season, so we don't have to be put through it.
Thank you, Mike. First day of golf season?
Thank you. Alex says, I wouldn't say the best, but even though we usually get the crap kicked out of us, the atmosphere at home for the Patriots games is pretty great. I don't disagree. I mean, all home games have a great atmosphere, even the Blizzard games and late in the season Jacksonville. But, you know, the opener, the home, especially being 2-0. Man, if it's the first game of the season, it's a great atmosphere.
And week three, too. Waiting till week three to get a home game.
It's got that homecoming feel to it. The number of people that come back for it and to be 2-0 and against the team that you know, to have an expectation of winning on Sunday, it's pretty good. Your stat of the day on the Bills, if you want something for this, Ian Harditz has a stat about the fewest passing yards allowed per game going back to the start of last year. The Bills are number one. There's your. I'll save you the drama.
What did the Giants get? They went over 200, right? Didn't the Bills have a streak of sub-200s going?
They
went over, right?
In fact. But the stat of the day is fewest passing yards allowed per game since week one of 2018. The Bills are the only team under 200.
Wow.
The Vikings have 200 yards per game. Jags, Titans, Ravens are all in there as well. But the Bills, since week one of last year, 181 passing yards per game.
Wow. That's crazy.
It
and it's
nuts.
Not, it's not even skewed. Like, you might say, hey, sometimes maybe a stat could be skewed. If a team is so bad in run defense, then maybe teams don't pass the ball that much against them because they're averaging 200 yards a game rushing.
Right.
That's not the case.
No, that's not the Bills, yeah.
I mean, there were a handful of, there were like, what, maybe three or four games last year. I think New England was one of them where they had a big day running the ball. But it's not, this is not a case of the Bills are so bad defending the run, the teams aren't passing the ball against them. They are passing. They're just, you know, they're, well, they're, look, first off, they don't give up big plays. They don't get beat over the top. They, you know, the defense is designed, and a lot of it is the play of the safeties. Poyer and Hyde are really good. They just don't get beat over the top that often. You know, you're not going to see 30, 40, 50-yard plays, big bombs. They don't give up a lot of chunk plays. I mean, they're very effective at that in terms of their pass defense.
What's their last over-the-top touchdown they gave up? Like with Hyde and Poyer on the team.
I mean, the first 2 weeks this week, the other quarterbacks were reduced to just throwing dink and dunk throws, mm-hmm. pretty much. Well, I'm trying to think back to last season. Points, who would have done
it's
it?
Tough. I mean, they've given up points. The Chargers lit them up. The Ravens lit them up. The Bears lit them up.
Yeah, but we're talking about guys always getting behind your defense.
Yep.
Like John Brown the other day, they didn't complete it. John Brown beat the Giants down the middle of the field, and they just didn't complete the pass. But how many times do the Bills give up that play? Complete it. It doesn't happen that often. They're good at eliminating that.
They'll be tested maybe this week, Tyler Boyd and Andy Dalton.
And
maybe.
John Ross.
And John Ross.
He's a speedster.
And
yeah.
maybe next week, Antonio Brown.
Sure.
And
Josh Gordon.
Sure. The Ravens with Hollywood Brown. He's mm-hmm. been great for them. That's later in the season. So the tests come now, right? The overall degree of difficulty on the offense they're supposed to stop this week. To me, it's the best passing offense they've faced yet,
mm-hmm.
and it gets only better the following week.
And then after that, there's a little bit of a drop-off. You get to Mariota, and then after that, it's Miami. Might put you in the secondary against Miami, and I think the Bills could still win that football game.
Might be okay.
You know, in terms of the great passing offenses, the big test. After that, I guess maybe Carson Wentz you'd bring up when Philly's here.
They did get beat over the top by the Jets, but Darnold missed the throw.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Robbie Anderson, I think was it?
Left it way
right.
short.
So, yeah, they don't typically give up. I'll have to go back. Oh, you know what I got? I'll have to look back, and I might have it. I'll do a little research maybe in the break. I'll look back and see big pass plays, although sometimes that could be, it could be a 10-yard pass and a 50-yard run, and it goes in the record books as a 60-yard pass play.
I have a good text here from Connor. I was thinking this earlier this week. What are the chances Allen lets it fly first play to John Brown, same route that he missed him on? I don't know about first play, but, you know, we were talking about Eli Manning and how much, you know, your own personal biases can come in or how you get caught up in moments, whatever, if you're voting for the Hall of Fame. If you are the Bills and you're 2-0 and you're at home, whether you're Brian Daboll or Josh Allen or Sean McDermott, anybody involved in the decision-making process of, hey, are we going to take a shot deep down the field? Even if they were to come up incomplete on the first play, right? Let's say it's first and 10, the Bills, they get the ball. It's first and 10 at the 27-yard line, first play of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they just roll out a play where Allen heaves it 60 yards to John Brown and they just miss.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't the stadium have a little bit of a mm-hmm. buzz after that?
Sure.
Do you do it?
You could do it every game. I don't care. It's the first play of the game. Even if you don't complete it.
Well, I'm not even saying it has to be the first play.
First drive.
We haven't seen them take too many shots downfield. They missed the one to Brown. They missed one to Zay Jones in the opener against the Jets. It's been like one a game. Mm-hmm. Really big shots.
Mm-hmm.
First drive?
Sure.
Would you predict it that whether it's Allen or Daboll or whoever, again, like that's what it comes down to? Would someone just say, "Listen, we're swinging big
why
early.
Not? Yeah,
we're
why
2-0,
not?
2-0. We're at home. We're going to send a message.
You got Brown. You got big. Foster. Mm-hmm. Why not give it a shot against their secondary?
Especially Foster, who you might go to sleep on him early in the game. He hasn't seen the ball too much.
No, I don't know that he has a catch yet this year. Yeah, you could do it every game. I mean, I don't. You know, whatever. First drive of the game, air it out. Let them know. I mean, you certainly have the quarterback who could do it. You have weapons who can get downfield. Why not make them know that, you know, right from the start, you got to worry about us throwing over the top on you guys. So, yeah, it creates a buzz. You know, if they complete it, the place goes nuts. But even if they don't, I think it does create a little bit of a buzz that you're being aggressive, you're coming out, you're attacking. It's funny. If you never saw the Bills offense and you just watched the first two games of the season and you didn't know anything about Josh Allen, you didn't know about his rocket arm, and you watched the first two games of the season, you would think, well, that's not the Bills style. They don't throw downfield. They're short to intermediate range passing offense and high percentage, shorter intermediate range throws. They just don't. It's not a vertical passing game. But it's supposed to be, and it was last year more than it is this year. I sure, absolutely. Attack. Go for the deep ball in the first possession. Why not? Air it out. I think that'd be exciting. I'd like to see them actually complete one of those at some point, since we thought that would be a good that would be a big John Brown thing this year, you know, that he would be able to bring that to the offense. We know Josh can throw it deep, but can they complete it? Yes, absolutely. All for it. Do it, babe. 803-0550 to join us. Hold on. Let's see here. 888-550-2550. Can't do this without a computer mouse. Sal in Canada, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Best game, best day of the year. Bills home opener. We bring a ton of guys every year. We love it. The atmosphere, the weather, regardless of the schedule or regardless of the game or regardless of the where they're sitting in the league at the time, home opener is an unbelievable, unbelievable day in Buffalo.
You guys make the trip down?
We do, yeah. We're going to do it again this year.
Very nice. There's some changes this year. We'll see how the atmosphere changes with Tailgate Village and all that, the bus lot moving and all the different things that they're doing to try and get a different kind of crowd in that bus lot. So we'll see how that goes.
I assume the same thing is still like Abbott Road closes, mm-hmm. and all the different things they've done over years past. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Andy Major had a press conference the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday.
Yesterday, about stadium safety and all that sort of stuff. And, that's all important. When the Tailgate Village thing came out, which is basically overhauling the bus lot, that was met with some pushback. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it goes. I believe it will be popular. I believe it'll go well for the Bills.
So if you, to refresh my memory, if you come in a bus,
yes.
that is the only way you can tailgate. Unless you go like this, if there's someone has a car in one of the lots, you can go to there. Right,
I'm gonna have to refresh my own memory.
I thought
on this.
It was right. I thought it's if you're in a bus group,
if you want,
can't, you have to tailgate in their village.
If you want to tailgate in the bus lot, you need to
have the ticket to village
at Tailgate Village to do it.
Okay,
you can take a bus to the game and then go somewhere else.
That's what I meant. You could walk to somebody else's party,
and you can't tailgate in the bus lot unless you have one of those wristbands for Tailgate Village.
Right. So you can't get into the lot if you don't have the wristband. Right.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
So. It'll be it's more of a, I don't want to say like a boutique experience, because it's not quite that, but you know, you need to get a permit. A bus would get a permit. You will have
there's
spaces.
Tables, there's chairs, there's tents.
Yeah, yeah.
All
and
that
if you want to do
provided,
if you want to do it the way you normally did it, you just go somewhere else on a private lot because the Bills don't want that on their lots anymore.
Right.
And you know, it's we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out, because you've got your super rowdy fans that the Bills don't necessarily like too much. That the players kind of do. Mm-hmm. Like, there's always this very delicate kind of balance about what's responsible, what's not. So, you know.
Well, you don't want anybody to get hurt tables, obviously.
You want to be safe. Yeah. Right, exactly.
It's funny to watch, I guess, but honestly, I mean, I would never do it. I wouldn't suggest anybody do it. I certainly wouldn't jump through a fire on a table, you know, a burning table. I think it can get really kind of, don't jump off the top of buses, you know, just go out and have a good time.
Yeah, when in doubt, just don't jump.
Don't jump into.
Off of anything or onto
something.
Anything.
Yeah.
And
unless it's like a swimming pool or a hot tub, but even still.
Ooh, there you go.
You know,
swimming
not
pool.
Too high into the swimming pool or the hot tub.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see, you know, lots of changes on the way. Yeah, whatever. Best day of the year. Bring it on.
It's one of the things. It's funny. One of the things I think about for the home opener, I have no idea why, and it's whatever. I do think about this. I thought about it a lot after the Giants game, because in the locker room after the game, a number of players and even Sean McDermott were asked about, hey, it's going to be cool to be at home, right? What about next Sunday? The place is going to go nuts. You're 2-0. I always think about the new Bills, whether it's typically draft picks, because even if a guy's a free agent, like Mitch Morse, well, I don't know. Has Mitch Morse played here before? Yeah, right? He would have been here. I don't know. Whatever. My point is, I always think about the new Bills.
and their first experience at a home game with the place sold out, yeah. not a preseason game.
Right, if they
walking down that tunnel with 70,000 Bills fans going nuts, like what is Dawson Knox thinking on? And I know these guys play at Power Five leagues. Like Cody Ford played at Oklahoma. I'm going to guess Norman on a game day is pretty exciting. But I think about the new guys, the new Bills, and their first reaction when they come down that tunnel and they hear that noise and they look up. And there's 70-plus thousand nutsy Bills fans in the building. That always gets me. I think that's got to be a really cool moment to just come out and enjoy that.
Yeah, very different from the preseason.
Oh, it's not even – it's nowhere. Different. Yeah, it's not the same thing. It's nowhere close. And you're in your seats yelling and screaming because you're one of those loud, crazy fans that's hooping and hollering
not.
And pulling your shirt off and waving it around. Are you what are you painting on your chest? The B, the I, the L, or the S?
Fundamentals.
Trust the process.
No, just fundamentals.
Fundamentals?
Yep.
One game at a time?
Fundamentals.
Okay.
Remember when Sean McDermott said all our fans really love fundamentals?
Fundamentals, so you're going to paint fundamentals?
We had to sign that. Like, fundamentals.
Well, you could have you and your buddies. How many letters are in fundamentals? Just have a whole row.
F-U-N-D-E.
I can't even. It's too much to spell. Just have a whole row that spells out fundamentals. Take your shirts off. Fundamentals.
You know, you appreciate that stuff.
I'm just telling you. And one game at a time. 803-0550 to join us this morning as we talk about the matchup against Cincinnati. And, hey, which game's on your mind more this week? Is it this Sunday? Is it New England? You can let us know. Jesse tweeted in Cincy, then New England, then Tennessee. One game at a time. Yeah, I don't do that. I like to look ahead of the schedule. I don't take them one game at a time. Did you have something you wanted to bring up? You pointed at me.
Somebody pointed out how long about the bus lot. How long before all these people start buying RVs and then they ruin it for those people? I don't think the people that are out to destroy property are going to just buy an RV and then pay $100 a game to park it and then destroy their own stuff. Like that just
yeah, that's
it's not how it works. It's just an economics thing about how what they did with the bus lot was. If you want to do that kind of stuff, you're just going to do it somewhere else. They're not going to ruin the RV lot. It's not.
Yeah, those are separate lots, right? There's a separate RV lot and a bus lot. Okay.
Right.
I was confused. I thought they were worried about an RV going into the bus lot.
No, and like, you know, I think
they would change the RV lot into a tailgate village type thing.
Right. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's your own property.
It's just not going to happen. If you have been in the bus lot and think, well, the Bills are ruining our fun, I don't know. I've been in the camper lot for a couple of years, and it's great because it's a ton of fun. People are reasonably responsible because all of their own properties around them that, you know, you don't just generally decide to break windows on your own camper. And you
probably
wouldn't do it to somebody else's.
I wouldn't think.
Yeah. So I think that you don't have to worry about the RV lot being ruined by the people that were in the bus lot. The point is, if you want to be the way that the former bus lot used to be, you'll have to do it off of Bill's grounds. I think that's the idea for the most part.
803-0550 to join us this morning and give us your thoughts on Sunday's matchup and which game is on your mind more this week. Let's give away some stuff. You know, Oinktoberfest is this weekend at the Great Pumpkin Farm in Clarence, and we have a couple tickets you can win. Admission for two. You also get two barbecue dinners. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Minimum value of the prize is $36. General contest rules apply. You can go find giant-sized pumpkins. That was always my favorite part when we took Jonathan. He was little at the Great Pumpkin Farm. Just look at all the really big pumpkins. And maybe you'll find pigs. Who knows? 644-9878. Brayton, you need to name this pig by the end of the week. I'll give you a couple more days to come up with a name for this silly pig that I hear.
There's multiple pigs in there.
Is it? Oh, it's multiple. Oh, it's not one pig.
No, not
it's
one
pig. It's pigs
pig.
Harmonizing.
Yeah, they're trying to match the tone of the Oktoberfest music.
They seem happy.
I'm trying to superstar pig name a Bills player,
ooh,
like we did with the Sabres last week. Pig-based Bills names.
Oh, pig-based Bills? Oh, boy.
Hammison Phillips.
That's good. I like that. Right off the bat, that's good. I mean, without actually delving, that's good. I like Hammison Phillips. Bacon, pig, pork, oink.
Jordan Boyer.
I like
what's Boyer?
What's Boyer? Is that
I meant to say Boyer.
Oh, Boyer. Oh,
yeah, that didn't come out right. Sorry. Jordan Boyer.
I got to look at the roster. This is. Why do you do these things to me? It just totally stops the show, and I can't think of anything else. But
could have also accepted Mitch Borse.
Yes. Yes.
Cody Board. Okay, we've done all the board. I'm bored listening to this routine.
I can't.
We'll get some texts. We'll ruin the show with this.
Go ahead.
We'll take it over.
You did this last week. Yeah. What did you do last week? You did this to me before.
Last week was Saber's
dog names.
Saber's dog names.
Don't do this.
Now we do Bill's pig names. It's the only thing we can do.
There's 2.5 hours left.
What else
are
we going to do? We're just waiting for the home opener.
You're going to kill me. I'm not going to be able to concentrate on anything but Bill's pig names.
Frank Boar.
Cole Pigsley.
Frank Boar is the right answer.
Frank Boar is the perfect answer.
Very good.
Tommy Swiney.
Yes.
There we go. Now we're on. And Jordan Porker.
Jordan Porker
that's
is better.
Better
yes.
than, yeah, that was.
Yes.
Steven tweeted in Cole Pigsley.
Cole. All right. That's.
Tommy Swiney. That's good.
Ed Oinkever.
That's it. I'm going home. I quit. I'm just. We're giving away tickets. 644-9878. Be caller 5 if you got a Bill's pig name and you can pass along to Brayton. That's good, too. It's a little added bonus. 644-9878. Caller 5 wins the tickets to the Oinktoberfest this weekend in Clarence.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, I saw it on film. He had the talent to be great, and I don't really know much about what happened last year, but as far as I've been here, you know, he's been awesome. So he's been fun to play with. I love playing with him. You know, the guy can extend plays, and as a receiver, you love that because then you have more and more time to get open. We got to do a better job than we have these past 2 games of getting open for him. You know, he's been scrambling, but he's been running a lot and taking some hits that maybe if we were to get open, he wouldn't have to. So we need to do a better job with our scramble rules and help him out a little bit. But he's done an exceptional job.
That is Cole Beasley, or Cole Pigsley on One Bills Live with Murph and Tasker. Let's get you some headlines. I'll try and pay attention to the show and not all
I've
the names.
I've got my favorite Bills-based pig name.
Bills will practice today. Sal's going to join us at 8 o'clock. There'll be some injury news to certainly follow up on with Devin Singletary, but also, you know, is Tyler Kroft going to make his Bills debut? Andre Roberts, he's missed the first 2 games. So, again, Sal will join us at 8, and Sean McDermott, or Sal McDermott. We'll meet with the media later today. The Giants are turning things over to Daniel Jones for Game 3 and beyond, apparently. He's been named the starting quarterback. Sam Darnold says he's been told he should be able to be back by Week 5. The backup quarterback for the Jets is out for the year. Trevor Siemian suffered an ankle injury in the loss to the Browns the other night. The Jets have signed, I believe, David Fales to back up Luke Falk. Drew Brees will have his thumb surgery today. The Patriots are going to be without left tackle Isaiah Wynn. He missed all last season with an injury. He has re-injured a foot, and he is on injured reserve, so he's out at least the next 8 weeks. That would include the game against the Bills in a couple weeks. The Eagles will be without DeSean Jackson for 2 weeks. Ab strain. Cam Newton, questionable for their game against the Cardinals. He did not practice yesterday due to a foot injury. The Sabres lost at Columbus 4-1. We have details at WGR550.com. The Yanks beat the Angels 8-0. Luis Severino made his season debut, 4 innings and no runs given up. Make sure you go to WGR550.com to get in on a chance to win a Thursday night football viewing party for you and 10 of your friends at Fat Bob's Smokehouse, including 2 drink tickets, an appetizer buffet, and other great prizes. Fat Bob's Smokehouse, delicious barbecue, award-winning mac and cheese, 22 beers on tap, 41 Virginia Place in Buffalo.
And also your headlines brought to you by Northtown Mazda. Get to Western New York's number one Mazda dealer for great deals on the CX-5, Mazda 3, Mazda 6, or the 7-passenger CX-9. Shop online at northtownmazda.com. Northtown, the official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills.
Very important traffic note, which I did not realize. Skyway is closed this weekend. Not one direction is open. It's completely closed in both directions. So Sunday, if you go to the Bills game via the Skyway, or if you go home via the Skyway, you can't. It is closed in both directions. Make alternate traffic plans on Sunday.
Meanwhile, I'm sifting through Corey Bepourquez and Tommy Sweeney from Joe D in Atlanta. Speaking of the Skyway, did you see the render? There are a lot of renderings of what to do with the Skyway now.
Didn't they just have like a town hall meeting on this?
They did. $100,000 to a Rochester-based group, which chose this design to overhaul the Skyway. And you read the article or any sort of write-up on it, and I think, I don't know, my reaction is, wait, was this just a thing, or is it really going to happen? They're really going to do that?
I thought it's still more of a thing.
I think it's going to happen.
Like, it's not, is money devoted to the project?
I think it's going to happen.
Let's build a tunnel. Let's go underneath.
I think that ship has sailed.
Okay. I'm just saying.
You should have put forth your idea. You could have won $100,000.
Like 50 years ago, I should have
put
forth
that idea. But apparently it's going to happen over the course of
a
2-year study.
Is there an environmental study that comes into play here again?
An expedited one. They're going to go fast on
that. Are we checking with birds before we build the
skyway? I think that'll be the next 2 years to see how they feel about it and go forward. But yeah, I think it's going to happen.
Hey, is the new skyway really going to happen for sure? Randy Bush over here from our sister station, WBEN.
We just had numerous conversations, yes.
Okay.
We talked to the lead architect, one of the winning bidders.
Yeah.
And also Howard Zemsky, Empire State Development
Chair. So it's legit. They have money for it and everything. It's going through.
Well, I don't know about the money for it.
Okay. See, that would be
technical. See, that
this is my favorite thing
that's
ever.
That's the important part.
This is my favorite segment we've ever done.
Thank
you,
Randy.
We're told that that's pretty much assured.
Okay. Thank you, Randy. Randy Bush.
This hard hitting investigative journalism on WGR. Hey, Randy, is that thing going to happen? Like, maybe.
Maybe.
All right, cool.
What about the money? Whatever.
Keep me posted. But
what's money between friends?
In the interim, the skyway's closed. Okay.
Yeah, well, just this weekend. We're working on it in both directions.
It's been closed a lot, though, in at least one direction. You know, coming back from the South Towns at any point involves getting off the Furman Boulevard, whatever, and going over the bridges. It's been closed and been a bit inconvenient.
I could never keep track of which direction is closed and which direction isn't. And if we're ever in the South Towns, we usually end up, like, even if we're coming up Route 5, I'll end up just taking Mileship, go all the way to the 219 and just come up that way because I never can figure out what's going on with the Skyway, and I didn't want to deal with any detours and everything. So that's your traffic note for Sunday. All right, got a little Better to Forget It. Ready to go?
Ready.
Brayden, let's crank up Better to Forget It. We'll give Jeremy an imaginary $1 billion.
Well, before you do that, I'm in a betting mood. There was the opener against the Jets. Let it ride to the Giants. Let it ride, -6.
Well, Hank, don't jump the gun
I'm
here.
I'm betting the Bills.
Can I get the topic out first?
Nope. I'll take the Bills, and I'll give the points.
Better to Forget It, brought to you by Seneca Poker, inside the Seneca Niagara Casino, the real deal for winners only. Hey, I don't know if you saw this, but the Bills are favored by 6 Sunday. Better to Forget It, the Bills will cover. I don't know if you hadn't thought about
it. I'm going to bet the Bills, okay, right, and I'm going to give the Bengals the points.
All right, let's talk about Josh Allen. Did you know that in the opener against the Jets, he threw for a career-high 254 passing yards? He followed that up with a second-best 253 passing yards against the Giants.
Ooh, he's on pace for 252 then?
Better to forget it. He will have a new career-high this Sunday. I actually have a two-parter on this for you. That's part one. If you care, last week they gave up 297 passing yards to Jimmy G. I got to see what Russell Wilson did against them. I didn't check.
Not a lot. They ran a lot against Cincinnati.
So I'm not going to look it up.
I mean, he might have done a lot.
So better forget it. He will top 254, have a new career high on Sunday.
The only thing that I believe is holding Allen's 300-yard game back is that the defense is good. If the defense had a bad day and the offense needed to score, Russell Wilson had 300 yards passing.
Did, okay.
I'm sorry, no, against the Bengals, he had 195.
Ooh, but they like to run.
They do.
You have to factor in if the Bills have a good lead at halftime, they may not pass as much in the second half.
21-7 at halftime.
They might run it. Run the ball, play D.
Right. They might be happy to do extended drives the way they've done to this point.
That's why it's a gamble. You know, that's why you got to factor all this in your head.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to bet it just because of that.
Okay.
But if the defense holds another opponent under 200 yards passing, not often you get one side throwing for 350 and the other one throwing for, 180.
Well, then you would take forget it on the second part of this, and that would have been better to forget it this Sunday. The Bills end the now 35-game, 300-yard passing drought.
Boy, 34 games.
Will it end this season?
It will end this season.
Okay. You don't have a specific game in mind, but it will end this season.
I mean,
could it be garbage time yards against New England?
Could be. Could be. Could
if
be
they're losing. If
the Titans, whose offense has had some success. Yeah, it'll definitely end this season. I will be shocked.
Before Halloween.
If Josh Allen does not have a 300-yard game by the end of the season. Not even just one, but I would bet he has multiple.
Jalen Ramsey wants to be traded. Albert Breer of SI.com reports the asking price is 2 first-round picks. Diana Rossini of ESPN reports the Jags have already received offers for one first-round pick from at least two teams. Bet it or forget it, Jalen Ramsey will be traded before this year's deadline.
I'm not going to bet that. I would say forget that.
Hmm.
He had a press conference yesterday where he said he wasn't going to say anything bad. He had no problem with his coaches, no problem with his teammates.
Said he wasn't the one. He and his agent did not leak the trade request.
That's right.
Okay, so you think he's sticking around for
the
season?
I think he will.
He's under contract through next year.
Yeah, I think he will stick around.
All right. Eli Manning. We were talking earlier this morning. Eli Manning is no longer the starting quarterback of the New York Giants. Bet it or forget it, he will play for another team this season.
Forget it.
Well, you were fast on that one, huh? He has a full no-trade clause, so you think he'll just be happy to
He'll be happy, but I don't know another team that's going to want him.
Okay. I don't know what. I wonder what the Giants would ask for if you would trade Eli Manning. It's an expensive
contract.
How
many teams would take him if it were free?
If I'm Pittsburgh, I'd take him if it was free. Or Jacksonville, I would take him if it's free.
I wouldn't take him if I'm Pittsburgh. They drafted Rudolph for a reason, and I've got every reason to believe that he might be every bit as good as Eli Manning right now.
It's free? I would take it.
I'd start Rudolph.
I got him on my roster for free.
I
have him.
He's not waiving his no-trade clause unless he's going to play, though, right?
Well, then I would say Jacksonville. You know, maybe they like Gardner Minshew, but if I'm Jacksonville, I would make a play. If it's free, bring me Eli Manning, and let's see if Manning or Minshew can turn this thing around from the 0-2 start. Let's see. Where do I want to go next? Ah, yes, let's talk other betting lines. The New England Patriots are 22.5-point favorites now over the New York Jets. Dallas is a 21.5-point favorite over Miami, according to ESPN stats and information. It's the first time in 32 years we've had multiple 20-point spreads in the same week. So, bet it or forget it, one, Patriots cover, minus 22.5 at home to the Jets.
I will bet that.
You don't believe in Greg Williams' defense, huh? Shame on you. 21.5, Dallas at home against Miami. I think that looks pretty solid, right?
Yep.
Cowboys will cover that.
I like it.
Yeah, I think you'd give a little thought to whether the Jets could try and keep things close defensively, if they could keep Brady from putting up 40 and, you know, keep it close to... I would tend to take the Jets 22.5, but I think you're right on Dallas. Peter King had a little note in his column this week. Hang on while I find it. Here we go. Peter King wrote, the league might, in parentheses, probably will, make reviewing pass interference calls and non-calls a one-and-done monument to unintended consequences and kill it after 1 year.
Really?
Okay, then you would forget it. Better forget it. He's right. One and done.
Wow. Well,
it's funny. Just a quick side note on this.
In the playoffs, it depends how it goes.
Yeah, okay.
The playoffs are what will be remembered. Will a team get screwed on a call? Will a team be saved by a pass interference challenge? And because of that, they will accept, well, it's a necessary evil, but it's for the greater good or whatever.
Okay. So at this point, you'd forget it?
I'm not going to believe they'll just get rid of it.
Yeah. I think the unintended consequences, there are more offensive pass interference calls being called this year, and some of them on scoring reviews, and the teams are complaining about it. Okay, hockey one before we close the segment here. Alexander Ovechkin, by the way, happy birthday. He turned 34 yesterday. Going to give you a little math. You ready? He goes into the season with 658 goals. He is 237 from passing Wayne Gretzky for number one all time. Ovechkin scores at 0.61 goals per game on the average in his career. If he stays on that pace, plays 82 games a season, he would have to play into his fifth season from now to pass Wayne Gretzky at age 38. So, better to forget it, Ovechkin will pass Wayne Gretzky. It would take him 389 more games
at his current pace. I would not bet this. I did listen yesterday to Elliot Friedman's podcast. They interviewed both Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah.
It was really cool listening to the two of them talk about their careers. And it was Jeff Merrick and Elliot Friedman, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they talked about the Crosby-Ovechkin era and compared it to Sosa McGuire. That out of the lockout, the NHL was going through a lot of changes. And what helped grow the game, it was Crosby Ovechkin.
Yeah, well, they were the stars.
Yeah, and I never thought about it that way. And it probably didn't do it on the same level that Sosa McGuire did, but I kind of liked the comparison that
right.
there's been a an era of these two playing forever and both being
very good. Yeah.
So one of the more interesting things was they asked each of them, looking back on who you were in earlier your career, you know, your whole life, whatever, what would you change about your own career? You know, what would you change about how you did this?
I know what I would have answered with Ovechkin, but he won a cup.
Well, I mean, that's in your control.
Individual?
Yeah. What would you have done differently?
Oh, wow. I wonder what they would... They've both had such success individually. What did they say? I wouldn't know what they...
Who do you want first?
Give me Crosby.
Crosby said he would have been better to officials. He didn't like the way he...
What, is he a whiner, right?
Yeah. He's got the basically said that, like, I was terrible to officials, and I wish I hadn't been that way.
Yeah, whatever.
And Ovechkin said he wished he learned the language a little bit better earlier, that he wasn't as good speaking English as he... If he could go back, he would be better speaking
English. I like his broken English. I think it's very funny at
times.
And
he also, Ovechkin also said that he wished he was still wearing a tinted visor. And they talked about how he kind of, his flash, you know, the skates that were a different color, the
different
skate
lace
laces,
right.
The tinted visors.
Yeah.
He wishes that the league would still allow and would go a little further and let guys just, you know, do your thing.
Right.
You know?
It's not in their MO. Certainly not in the NFL's MO. By the way, for what it's worth, even if he doesn't pass Gretzky, he's on pace to be the fastest guy to 700 goals. He could hit it this season with his career average. Better to forget it. Brought to you by Seneca Poker. Inside the Seneca Niagara Casino, the real deal for winners only. Sal joining us at the top of the hour for more Bills football talk.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, I'm good.
What are you humming over there?
I'm trying to see on my list of things to bring up on the show today if there's anything I wanted to whine about, but I don't have anything to whine about, so...
You ever knocked down a wall?
Nope.
Never ripped out a wall?
On purpose?
Yeah, like in your house, like ripped out a wall?
You kidding me? Do I look like the kind of person who could do home improvement?
Well, I mean, ripping out walls isn't exactly the improving part. That's the demolition.
My wife won't let me paint. I tried staining windows one time. It was a complete disaster. Home improvement? The extent of my home improvement is I change light bulbs.
Okay.
Now, if you give me a sledgehammer and say just kind of bang on stuff, I guess I could do that. You know, like
it's messy.
Knock holes and stuff. As long as I don't have to worry about hitting anything like behind the wall and have any repercussions for that.
Yeah, the cleanup's tough too sometimes. Anyway.
Is this stuff you have to worry about like behind the walls? Like you just start smashing
in
randomly?
Walls, wires. Yeah,
see that stuff?
Water
I would
lines.
Be like, I would just start smashing randomly and I might. Do something negative at that point.
Bob McKenzie tweets that Dustin Byfuglien is on personal leave from Winnipeg, pondering his NHL future.
Hmm.
Believed to be using the time to ponder his future. Wow. I'm not saying he's retiring. I'm not saying he's coming back to play. Only that he's contemplating his options. There's no timetable for a decision. Neither the Jets nor Byfuglien's agent responded to a request for comment. He is 34 years old, on the fourth year of a five-year contract at $7.6 million, scheduled to earn $8 this season and $6 next season.
They could use a defenseman if he retires.
Taking time away from the game, huh?
Not retiring, then. Stepping away for a little bit?
Don't know. Nobody's commenting on it. He's just not with the Jets. And training camps are open.
Yeah.
Winnipeg is without right shot defensemen, right? Don't they have none, maybe except for Byfuglien? Is he a right shot?
Who's the guy they traded for from the Rangers? Is he a right shot? Didn't they trade for a defenseman from the Rangers, a young defenseman?
They got Neil Pionk.
Is he a right shot defenseman?
Not to be confused with Neil Pionk.
So.
Would fit in your name game.
Right? Isn't Winnipeg supposed to trade because they don't have any right defensemen?
Yes. Yes, they have it of experienced.
Neil Pionk is a right-handed defenseman.
But he's young, though.
Yes.
The point is they don't really have experience. They have a dearth of veteran right-handed shooting defensemen.
They have, right and shot. Byfuglien is right defense.
Yeah. I wonder if he means he's like, I don't know if I want to play anymore or just... I'm going to take a break, almost like a Gronkowski thing, but I don't know that he's coming back. I'm going to take a break, and I'll get back to you guys after the first of the year.
Well, Neil Pionk is 24 years old. Rasmus Ristolainen's 24, but of course the difference is that Ristolainen's been in the league since he's been 19.
Right. Pionk's 1 year with the Rangers? I'm trying to think what his playing career is.
I think he's been with them for at least two.
Two, okay.
You know what you should have tossed in Better to Forget It? Rasmus Ristolainen sees the lineup in the preseason.
He's not playing.
Two games so far. Is he going to play on Friday?
I would think he would. If he doesn't,
why hasn't he played
yet? Like, the question obviously will be, why isn't he playing if it wasn't already? If you don't play him this weekend, you don't want him to get hurt. You're working on a trade. You're sitting on something before the season begins.
Got to be a trade.
Right? So you're not playing him?
Hmm. Ristolainen for Patrick Laine, 1-for-1.
Okay.
Patrick Laine's not playing with them right now. He's still restricted.
Laine is interesting, though.
Did you see his the stuff about the line he's on? He's complaining about the line he's on?
Yeah.
He said something. It was an interview, and stop giving interviews in Finland. Apparently, they don't really go well. But he said something about Did you see it, Brayton? There was a quote about, "We have a top line. I'm not on it. I'm on the other line," or something. I don't know. It didn't really go over well.
There are the fancy stat guys. There are reasons for that. He's a great scorer.
Yeah,
but he does hurt you in other ways. Defensively, he really does hurt the team.
Okay,
and Winnipeg might be kind of in a spot where you say, you know, this guy is a great scorer, but. And the butt's pretty big.
Yeah. Well, he's not happy with his role. So we'll see how that factors into maybe a bridge contract. 803-0550 to join us. Sal Capaccio is on the way. More Bills football talk next on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.